Good morning. Today is Thursday, March 28th, 2024. My name is Alyssa, and I'm an alcoholic. Let's start with a moment of silence for the suffering and recovering alcoholics and their loved ones inside and out of the rooms. The Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. Daily Reflections. Equality. Our membership ought to include all who suffer from alcoholism. Hence, we may refuse none who wish to recover. Nor ought AA membership ever depend upon money or conformity. Any two or three alcoholics gathered together for sobriety may call themselves an AA group, provided that, as a group, they have no other affiliation. Alcoholics Anonymous, page 563. Prior to AA, I often felt that I didn't fit in with the people around me. Usually they had more/less money than I did, and my points of view didn't jibe with theirs. The amount of prejudice I had experienced in society only proved to me just how phony some self-righteous people were. After joining AA, I found the way of life I had been searching for. In AA, no member is better than any other member. We're just alcoholics trying to recover from alcoholism. As Bill says at number 88, Willpower and Choice. We AAs know the futility of trying to break the drinking obsession by willpower alone. However, we do know that it takes great willingness to adopt AA's 12 steps as a way of life that can restore us to sanity. No matter how grievous the alcohol obsession, we happily find that other vital choices can still be made. For example, we can choose to admit that we are personally powerless over alcohol, that dependence upon a higher power is a necessity, even if this be simply dependence upon an AA group. Then we can choose to try for a life of honesty and humility, of selfless service to our fellows and to God as we understand Him. As we continue to make these choices and so move toward these high aspirations, our sanity returns and the compulsion to drink vanishes. Letter 1966. Let's end with the Lord's Prayer. Who brings us here? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Keep coming back. It works if you work it. Dear God, please help me stay sober today. Amen.